What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about three places to get more social media traffic. And if I would have had a different title for this episode, it would be how to think about social media traffic. Because once you know how to just break down, like whenever you have to make a decision about where do we get more followers or more people to our website from social media, it's best to know what your options are, right? To be able to start there and to be able to go over each of your options is the way that you can really get to a conclusive answer. And this is why it's super difficult a lot of times when you're a newer entrepreneur is you have a lot of ideas, but you also don't know, you know, did we cover every idea that we could have? Have we gone over all of our options? Because until you really go over all of your options and weigh the pros and cons against each other, it's hard to fully commit to a decision because there's always that what if of, are you doing the right thing? So I'm going to be breaking down the major ways to get social media traffic so that when you're making your decisions, you can be sure that once you've arrived at the decision, it's a lot easier for you to commit to. So how's that for an episode? We are going to go over three types of social media traffic to start. There's really all of it is grouped into three different categories: organic, paid, and organic messaging. So we're just going to call it messaging so I don't say like organic messaging every single time. And there really is like paid messaging too. There's like paid systems that you can do that are like automated AIs that will do messaging back and forth with people to either sell them on your product or book sales calls. More so the second option, just because it's hard for that automated system to really get a sale. I think even the companies that are making these automated messaging systems kind of know like it's maybe not going to be the best at that part quite yet, unless it's like a hot list and you're just, you know, using some kind of messenger bot to send out like a link to purchase. But if it would be like completely cold traffic, it would be kind of difficult to get a sale right from there. So a lot of the messaging system is more to like book sales calls for higher ticket programs and stuff like that. But those are the three categories. So we're going to talk about the pros and cons of each. Let's start with organic marketing. This is something that I would think that almost 100% of you are doing that listen to this show. And it is necessary. You need to do it even if you do have the other two things going, because when you're doing messaging, you're messaging from your account. So let's just talk about Instagram, even though this is really applicable to like LinkedIn too, would be for like the messaging. I'm just going to let you guys kind of know which other platforms these features that I'm going to talk about are also accessible on, but Instagram is the only platform that really has all of them, besides like maybe Facebook. So you'll kind of get the picture a little bit easier. So on Instagram, if you're going to DM people to try to book sales calls, do you need to have some posts up? Yeah, you can't have like zero posts, to use an extreme example, but you should also have some posts coming up so they can actually see that you're recent and you know, you're really trying to display your brand in whatever way that you want to, so that this sales call is a little bit easier to book. You maybe answer some questions that these people might have, and you're really catering your feed to your sales process. So most people are going to need, I'll just say this now, like 100% of you are going to need organic marketing, and then some of you are going to need messaging, and some of you are going to need paid traffic. To only do it with organic is very difficult, and you should probably already be seeing that if that's all you're trying to do, but you all do have to do organic. Now, how your organic efforts look like may adjust, though, based on, you know, if you are running paid ads or you're doing messaging, because your page is now serving as like kind of like a portfolio for you. If you're like running ads out there and then people say like, I'm not totally sold from this ad, but I want to learn a little bit more about your company, like the next thing they're going to do is go over to your Instagram page. So you kind of want that to be designed in a way that is content that, moves people along your sales process. If you are a wedding photographer, then simple enough, your page can just be like samples of your work, right? Are your samples of your work going to find you clients doing organic posting, just posting, your wedding photos? Very likely not, because you are searching for a very targeted customer at a very specific time in their life. Like, it's not just like people gonna get married ever. Like, you're trying to find people who are like looking to get married and looking for a photographer then. So like your organic posting, you can pretty much know, like you should know, like it's not gonna find you any clients. It's literally just to provide as a portfolio for either your paid ads or your messaging, just so people can be like, well, okay, this photographer's messaging me, let me check out their work. So just kind of look at it through that lens, right? Like, you need to be able to always look at your business from your customer's perspective at the time that they're finding you. And this is something that is difficult for a lot of business owners to do, especially when you've been in it for a long time, is you get so far removed from how someone thinks about your business the first time they see it, because you've, you know, been involved in your business like every day. You've looked at your website every day. You play around with your products. You can look at your product and like instantly comprehend so many things about it compared to someone who's brand new. And it's hard to look at it through that lens of that new customer. But you always want to be going back to that perspective with everything that you're doing, you know, including just how you set up your social media page. But with organic marketing, the reason why it's so necessary, even though I'm saying it can't really be an end-all solution for like 99% of you, is because, you know, you want to stay top of mind with other people as well. So people that are following you should ideally be your, you know, target customers. So just to always keep top of mind, even if you don't post about your product, you should know that if they know what you sell, then every time you post, it is a subconscious reminder about your offer. Now, listen to that whole phrase that I just said. As long as they know what you sell, then every time you post, it's a subconscious reminder about you and your services. So, for instance, if someone were to find your page and they choose to follow you and they read your bio, and their bio doesn't really tell them what you sell, then from now on, they're not like ever really thinking of like your offer and such like that when they see you post. They're just really thinking about your content, and that's not nearly as effective social media marketing. So you really want your bio to clearly display who you help and what you sell. And the reason why I say who you help is because like that's how you need to word it, okay? Don't just say like 30% off new designs at our website below. Like a lot of you just want to say, you just want to describe what your deal is as if people already knew they wanted it, as if they had the amount of product knowledge that you have right now is why you're talking like that. You're like, oh yeah, of course they'll buy it. Like it's on sale. You're like, they're just hearing about it for the first time. So introduce them in a better way. Let them know, you know, what problem you're solving. We're not even talking about cost yet, right? Don't talk about cost in your bio. We're just talking about what problem you solve and for who, so that they know right from following you that, hey, maybe they could help me later in a more professional way too if I need it. So it's just, you know, always helping you when you post. So for the sake of staying top of mind, you need to do it. For the sake of, you'll gain some followers sometimes, of course, from organic posting, you know, and that's free traffic that you're getting. So you should always have a focus on it. There's always things like reels going on where there's always like a higher reach. So if you focus your organic marketing efforts around the things that the app is really favoring at that time, then you'll always get, you know, pretty good results from it. But it's just hard to rely on entirely unless you just have so many followers and an offer that you can barely sell to very many people. Like unless you really are capped out on how much you can sell of a certain offer from your organic marketing efforts alone, then most people do need to turn to paid ads or messaging in order to increase sales in a more controlled way. All right, so for instance, even if you are getting some results from posting once a week, you saying let's post twice a week doesn't necessarily just double your results. It's not like nearly as clean as maybe, you know, spending $100 on ads a day versus, you know, changing it to $200 on ads a day will be a little bit more reflective of a, you know, just a 2x change, because you're just putting more money into like the exact same ad. But when you're like putting out like new posts every week, you know, they're going to change. They're all going to get different likes. There's just more variables and it's not as in control. If you're like, I need a new client right now, it's nice if your business is able to just turn on paid ads to get more clients. And it's really not that simple too. Okay. Like please don't think I'm just like, yeah, just like promote your post, you know, and you'll gain followers. Like you need a really good sales process. You need to really understand Facebook and Instagram ads, or whatever platform you're doing the ads on. You really do need to understand the technicals. You need to know marketing and copywriting to a decent degree. And you do have to have a working offer above all else to a market that is ready to buy it. If you have those last two things, then you can be an okay marketer and do really well. All right. Let me say that part one more time, even though it's a little off topic. If you have an amazing offer to an audience that is hungry to buy it, then you can be a crappy marketer and still do really well. All right. It's like, think about selling hot dogs at, like you've got a hot dog cart outside of a, like a really nice restaurant. Like it's not going to do as well as like you have a hot dog cart outside of a baseball stadium that just let out for a baseball game. Even if you have like a way worse hot dogs at the baseball game, they don't know that, right? They're just buying it and then they'll figure it out later. But if you have like an extremely hungry crowd and there's a bunch of them where you're at, like you're going to do better regardless of if you have the best product or the best marketing, the best sign, the best pricing. You'll do well despite your circumstances. So think about business in that way too. But with the paid ads, like if ideally you had a situation like where you have a funnel and a sales process built out where you can essentially just spend money on ads to get more sales, that's really one of the biggest things that most online businesses are striving to do is just learn how to spend money on ads profitably. So easier said than done. But here's the deal. It's like most of you do need to make this happen in order for your business to work. So it's just more of like one of those difficult things that you're going to have to learn that, you know, if running a business was super easy, there would be way more people that we're doing it, or at least doing it long term. But no, it is something that is absolutely figure outable. There are thousands upon thousands of people who have figured it out before you that are no smarter than you. So you are a matter of time and patience and experience away from learning paid advertising, if you are willing to believe that. Really. So the last part, the last thing that you can do is messaging. And really this usually comes down to two platforms that are going to be used for messaging, or three, excuse me, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And then when you choose how to do that, you're going to first off go like, where are my target customers at? But a lot of times the answer to that is all three platforms. So then it becomes, where are my ideal customers easiest to target? So if I was looking for who the CEO of a company was, which of those three platforms would be easiest? You guys kind of already know. It's LinkedIn, right? That's where you can like just go to the company and then be like employees and like find the CEO that way, right? So if your target market CEOs, that's, you know, to use a more obvious example, why you would choose LinkedIn. If you know that your target customer are new e-commerce store owners, then where would you go? Well, you would... People don't really list like their e-commerce business as a career until it's like really taken off. And even then, a lot of times they don't, because a lot of times those e-commerce careers are more, you know, they're messing around selling various products to various markets. So unless they really build a huge brand around it and also want to be the face of that brand, a lot of times people don't list their e-commerce experience on LinkedIn. But what do? They join Facebook groups about e-commerce businesses, right? So you can go into Facebook groups and then look for people that are actively posting that are saying, you know, hey, my e-commerce business, blah, blah, blah. And then you can start a message with them that way. You can even answer their question in the Facebook group. And then you say, hey, let's take this to DM. I'll help you in there. Answer their question a little bit more. And then you say, yeah, do you want to book a sales call? That would be a great way to do it. Or on Instagram, you could say, all right, well, let's look at the hashtag e-commerce store owner. There's some people using that, not a lot. So, you know, that also comes into play. It's like, all right, well, that's a good place to get them. There's just not a ton of them. So I'll go there sometimes, but where else can I find them? You know, people who just use hashtag e-commerce, hashtag business owner, you can go in, do some digging and try to find your clients that way. So then you're messaging from there, but you're just kind of asking, where are my clients hanging out? and where are they easiest to target? And you know, where would also be the easiest place to get a conversation rolling that would be a little bit smoother? So like I mentioned in the Facebook group, you know, if you're messaging people that are asking questions in the group, you know, that's a very easy lead-in to get the conversation started. If you're finding people on Instagram and, you know, you're really trying to find, maybe you can like look at their account and find a bunch of things to compliment from their Instagram post because they do a bunch of them. So that makes it a little bit easier lead in. There's certain other factors like that, but it mostly comes down to those two main things. And then getting clients, just leading people from the messages to the start of your sales process, whatever that may be. And like I said, you can do that in a paid sense too. I have messed around with that. I think AI is far from where it would need to be for me to consider a good marketer. And that's in every respect. These AI copywriters, AI, what else do they do? The messaging, and they try to like learn from the conversations and like learn from the customer's responses and change their questions. I don't know if you've heard of these things. They seem to be not nearly as effective as an actual person doing it. And on top of that, for you to be doing it, as the business owner, you should know that you will be the best person to do the messaging at the beginning. Don't try as your first move to like, I don't want to learn messaging, like how to talk to my customers. Like you don't want to learn how to talk to your customers. you need to learn how to talk to your customers. And you can't really train other people how to sell your offer as good as they ever could until you've like learned how to do it yourself and can pass the baton a little bit easier. So, you know, there's a lot of agencies and stuff that will DM your customers for you that are in the Philippines. And if you're a coaching business, you've probably been reached out to by them. You know, they certainly are really great at what they do. But I also would say that, you know, when it comes to like podcast listeners too, like if I'm trying to message people just to see who might need some extra help or would like a free consultation call or something of the sort, then, you know, it means a little bit more to you guys as podcast listeners if I message you rather than, you know, an assistant from somewhere else that, you know, is really just trying to book you on the sales call. So it's not to down talk delegating, but I kind of am because I think there are certain things in your sales process that you shouldn't delegate until you have a better understanding of. The reason why is when you hire a company to do your marketing, whether that be messaging or the paid advertising or the organic marketing, is that they probably do have a good understanding of marketing and tactical things, but they don't have a deep understanding of your product and your customer and your offer. And part of that reason why is also because you don't yet, and they can only really piggyback off of your knowledge of your offer at the beginning and what works and how your customers think and tick. And even then, it's not like you can just like give them your brain. You know, it's like you've been studying your market for years, likely. Like some of you have been involved in you know, the market your business is in for like over a decade, and then you hire a marketing company who doesn't know anything about it to just like, but you know sales, do it. Like good marketing is in a combination of understanding like marketing and sales tactics and like, you know, the technical side and the tactical side of them in combination with a true understanding of the customer's wants and needs and how they think and how they talk and being able to identify with where they're at and clearly giving them the best solution to their problems. And having that deep understanding of their problems is what you guys have right now. So for that reason, that is why the only way that I sell any kind of business services anymore is in a done with you consulting sense. So for instance, you know, on the marketing agency side of things, there are a lot of people who have tried to hire me to just run their Facebook ads. And I could have closed a bunch of these people. However, I know enough about what it really takes to run profitable advertising to know that, you know, if you come at me with you know, a candle company or a Pilates company or whatever the hell it is, if it's not like a market I know inside and out, I know I can't write you profitable marketing and advertising unless I embrace your market as a customer. And I'm not going to do that because then that's just taking so much time and I can't do that for every business that I would be an agency for. So that's why I am opposed to doing any marketing agency work, even though I am more qualified than most agencies out there to do it. I'm just also qualified enough to admit that it can't really be done a lot of times without the extra knowledge, because I need the knowledge that you have as well in combination with my knowledge. So that's why I do Done With You consulting, where the way that I help businesses now is I know that I can write the ads if I have you to help me do it. And that way we also don't lose your branding and how you prefer to talk to your customers. And you never have to like be breathing down an agency's, you know, neck like, hey, like we don't like your wording or like this doesn't sound right, because that's how it goes. They're like, we know how to write profitable, like we're good advertisers, and then they do it for you and then you see their ads and you're like, this does not sound like me at all or how I want my company to be represented. And there's just a lot of things that go wrong when people just try to hire out, you know, a sales process immediately. So guys, that's really like, let me just end in saying like where I do help people. And the only reason why this offer works is because it genuinely does help people at a fair rate. Is that I do Done With You consulting, where we are going to create either that paid, the organic messaging funnel or the paid ad funnel for you, for your company specifically. And I will need your help with it because I'll need to ask you some questions. But ultimately, the combination of both of us working on your marketing is what I've seen to play out for people by far the most amount of times. The other cool thing about this is if you paid me to do your ads versus if you paid me to talk to you about how to do your ads, it's a lot less money. So obviously, there's more work in it for you. However, you can't really, if you try to just get out of all the work, it's not a good way to look at your business, okay? So stop trying to delegate everything right at the beginning just because you're like trying to avoid learning anything or doing any of the work. Most of the times you try to cut corners or hire people to do things for you that like you don't even understand yet. Like it's like hiring an employee at your new restaurant before you've ever like messed around with your own, like you're hiring a waiter before you've even messed around with how to like input orders or how your kitchen works or anything like that. You can't just like hire people with no training. So you need to be able to figure out the basics for yourself before delegating can even be a thing. And even then it still is really difficult to do, especially in a profitable sense because agencies are very expensive. So if you'd rather save a bunch of money on agencies' costs, write way better advertising than they would ever write for you, then apply for my one-on-one coaching program below. We will talk on the phone for about 45 minutes for free and I'll let you know the gist of how it works and how I would help you specifically. And then if you want my continued help, then I'll let you know how that would look. Otherwise, we'll just have a really productive phone call either way. But for those of you who are really ready to take your business serious going into the next year, you need more sales, you need a stronger marketing process now, this is going to be the fastest way that I can help you. The main point of this episode, though, of course, was just to let you know of your options, of what you can do with traffic. So whenever you're examining your business and you say, we need more social media traffic now, how are we going to get it? Remember, let's think about, all right, should we increase organic marketing? Should we increase paid marketing? Or should we increase our messaging efforts and be able to go through the pros and cons of each to understand which one is going to be the best use of your time and energy? Because ultimately all of them can work, but you're trying to make the decision of which one is the best for you and do the most of that and the least of the things that don't work as well for you. Simplest way to improve your marketing efforts over time. Do more of what's working and less of what's not. Hope that was helpful, guys. I will talk to you on Thursday.